Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk just gave a really interesting interview where he shared an update on the Tesla bot timeline, among other things. So this was an interview where Elon Musk met with the CEO of Axel Springer, Matthias Döpfner, for a recent interview. This just came out today, actually. And Elon says, with respect to AI and robotics, I see things with some trepidation because I certainly don't want to have anything that could potentially be harmful to humanity. But humanoid robots are happening. Look at Boston Dynamics. They do better demonstrations every year. The rate of advancement of AI is very rapid. He goes on and says, I think we will have something pretty good at the prototype level this year, and it might be ready for at least a moderate volume production toward the end of next year. So Tesla is getting ready, perhaps, to start producing the Tesla bot toward the end of next year. Then the interviewer asks, is there anything that you most urgently want to achieve? And Elon replies, in the short run, and the most pressing is completing full self-driving so that we have full self-driving operating at a substantially safer level than humans. Basically, it comes down to solving the problem of real-world AI. That consumes a lot of my mind. And then he says, and getting the Starship to work, not only getting it to orbit, but achieving rapid reusability, which is really the holy grail of rocketry that is necessary for humanity to become a multi-planet species. And I think those things might happen this year. And then Elon Musk shares a bit about his philosophy or his approach on things. He shared this in many different interviews, but he summarizes it very well. He says, I do whatever I think is most likely to ensure that the future is good for humanity. All right, so let's take a step back and ask what's going on here. I think there were two major updates in this interview, at least for Tesla shareholders. The first was that Elon is expecting a pretty good Tesla humanoid robot prototype this year. This means that it's possible that he might show something off toward the end of this year or early next year. And even more importantly, he said that they might be ready for moderate volume production toward the end of next year. What does that mean? I think it means that Elon thinks that they might be able to start making a decent amount of Tesla bots starting the end of next year. Of course, though, with timelines on new products, it's very tough. And sometimes Elon is overly optimistic, right, with timelines. But it's still exciting to hear that the Tesla bot is progressing well and that the start of production could be sooner than many expect. I think the dilemma here, though, is that early versions of the Tesla humanoid robot are going to be probably a work in progress. So it's good to manage expectations as Tesla needs to iterate to make things better. The bigger takeaway, and one that I think most of the general public isn't getting, is that Elon has started his latest startup inside Tesla. And this new startup of sorts is likely going to become his most valuable company ever. And that's because it's riding the biggest tech trend ever, artificial intelligence, in the largest total addressable market ever, which is labor. I remember back in the day, maybe like 6 to 8 years ago, shareholders like Emmett Peppers and I would discuss online, what would Elon Musk's next venture be after electric vehicles, and if he would do it inside Tesla or not. At that time, we were thinking it could be vertical electric takeoff and landing jets. But fast forward to 2022, and Elon is launching, I think, a much more ambitious project that ultimately could be at least a 100x more valuable than electric VTOL jets. See, Wall Street doesn't believe in the Tesla bot. They'd rather have Elon Musk focus just on electric vehicles. So all of this just sets up things for an epic surprise. Solving full self-driving could add trillions to Tesla's market cap, but solving for AI humanoid robots could add ludicrous amounts of value to Tesla's market cap. Anyways, the other major update from this interview was Elon affirming that full self-driving is one of the most pressing problems that consumes a lot of his mind, along with Starship. This is good news as well, as it shows Elon's unrelenting persistence to get things done and to keep pushing the envelope. I have no doubt he's deep in the weeds with Tesla's AI team as they try to push improvements as fast as possible. All right, hope all this has been helpful. Go ahead, like, and subscribe if it has. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.